You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We
what
are
up,
Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen?
We give the people what they want.
Devin Booker and the Suns stay undefeated in Orlando, and the Raptors sent a bit of a message to the Bucks. But we start where last night ended in the bubble, and that is with the Lakers against the Nuggets. The Lakers look good. They got contributions from LeBron and from AD and from their role players, including a last-second bucket from Kyle Kuzma. Jalen, how do you feel about the Lakers after last night?
I feel a lot better about the fact that Kyle Kuzma was really productive, Jacoby. And for me, it's not only about the stat sheet and the points and the game-winning shots. It's how he was moving during the game. He was cutting. He was slashing. He was getting energy plays. He was getting fast break dunks. And then that allows you to work yourself into the game as somebody that isn't a knockdown shooter to now have the confidence that they're going to draw up a play for you to take the final shot and you have the ability to knock it down. That's what they're going to need. They're going to need him to play like a 20-plus point scorer on a nightly basis to give them that offensive punch.
I really feel like the Lakers are going to win the championship because we know what we're going to get from LeBron. We know what we're going to get from AD. And I feel like these eight seeding games have really been about establishing who's going to finish the games and who's going to show up in the playoffs. And I feel like last night, I'm not going to overreact to it, but Kyle Kuzma took a big step forward and they drew up that play for Kyle Kuzma. Like, that tells you something right there. And I feel like that is, in a small way, that's Frank Vogel trying to get him going as they head into a matchup against the eight seed. And a team that is vying for that eighth seed won again. All of a sudden, you know I'm a Die Easy fan. I'm a huge Phoenix Suns fan right now. I love them in the bubble. They went up against OKC, and Booker again showed up. 35 points from him. Jalen, can the Suns actually pull this off and get into that playing game for the eighth spot?
I don't believe they're going to make the actual playoffs and face the Lakers in the first round. But this is why I don't like load management. Because had this been the regular 82-game schedule, we'd have just dismissed the Phoenix Suns. These are throwaway games. We wouldn't have really paid attention. Devin Booker always scores 30. He's already been an all-star. But now that they're in the bubble, they're forcing us to pay attention to the job Monty Williams has done crafting a young roster and working Ayton into being a player. And also bringing Ricky Rubio there, somebody that can take the ball out of Devin Booker's hands. And so now it's more than just him scoring off the dribble and shooting threes. You see him in the post. You see him doing back cuts for dunks. And that's made the game come easier to him.
I think that Rubio gets a lot of attention, and I love the way that he's taking the ball out of Booker's hands, making Booker the true scorer that he is. Ayton gets a lot of attention, obviously the number one pick, but Mikal Bridges and especially Cam Johnson have really made a name for themselves on a national stage. Cam Johnson was an unheralded rookie. Like, people weren't really talking about him, and in Orlando, he's really made a name for himself, and I think with this young nucleus showing a lot of promise, we always say success is a function of realistic expectations. What expectations do you put on this team next season?
Well, both of those young guys that you mentioned came from really good programs. So I anticipated that they were going to be good players. I want to see what happens with Kelly Oubre, who I also like as a young prospect. But the anchors, you already mentioned. If you could get Devin Booker to continue to be excited about playing in Phoenix and Ayton can stay on the floor. He had his minor suspension at the beginning of the year. He missed a test in the bubble that forced him to not start their most recent game. And so those two guys are going to be your pillars moving forward.
Big matchup in the Eastern Conference yesterday between the number one and two teams, obviously the Bucks and the Raptors. The Bucks did not play their full squad. However, the Raptors had a convincing win. If it does come down to these two teams, it increasingly looks like that every day in the bubble. Can the Raptors actually challenge the Bucks in a seven-game series?
Overall, there are certain things that each team wants to get accomplished in the bubble. Like, coaches are figuring ways to get certain players in minutes with certain lineups and shots and confidence, like we said with Kyle Kuzma. But certain squads kind of have figured out their core and what they're trying to get accomplished. The Bucks fall in line with that, with the reigning back-to-back MVP. So there are going to be times when their top players' minutes are up and down and they may or may not be in the lineup. And nobody loves the Raptors more than me. I crowd surfed in Toronto the year they won the championship. And I actually picked them to win it all. But I think the difference has to be Giannis. I love what Pascal Siakam brings to the table. But at some point, it seems like superstars in a seven-game series have to tip the scale.
Absolutely. Now, Jalen, one thing about the Bucks I found so interesting this season is Coach Bud has implemented this defense where essentially they give up the three-point shot. They block the paint. They rim protect with Lopez and Giannis and just basically say, go ahead, drive to the rim. We're going to stop you. We're going to pack the paint and allow you to shoot threes. Doesn't that make them susceptible in a seven-game series to just a hot shooting team that wins four games?
Well, they just plan the percentages more than anything. The best three-point shooters may make 50%, but NBA players driving to the basket, getting layups, getting dunks, getting fouls, plus getting kick-out threes and causing your rotation creates a lot more issues for your defense. And a lot of times it's not about the shots that are being taken. It's about who's shooting them and if they're wide open or not. And I think they've done a pretty good job overall trying to make sure that they do a good job of fighting over the guys that are knockdown shooters and live with the guys who aren't necessarily high percentage shooters.
Jalen, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. If the Miami Heat play the Bucks in a seven-game series in the second round, I am picking the Miami Heat. And here's why. Because I just tried to back you into this. The Bucks give up so many threes. Wait a second. What team in the NBA shoots the best from three? Oh, that's right. The Miami Heat. And they've got a superstar finisher in Jimmy Butler. They've got a guy that can guard Giannis in Bam Adebayo. And they've got just your man with the M on your chest right now, your man Duncan Robinson. If they leave him alone to shoot threes the way they leave teams alone to shoot threes, they will pay for it. I said it before, I'm saying it again. I am picking the Miami Heat over the Bucks if it comes down to it in the second round. Remember where you heard it first here on Jalen and Jacoby. And speaking of the Heat, got a little personal last night between the Pacers and the Heat. If you remember way back before the season was suspended, I know it feels like three decades ago, Jimmy Butler and your man C.C. Warren went back and forth and had a little hold me back moment. Jimmy Butler did not forget that. He returned to the Heat lineup, and they got a big win over the Pacers. What do you think about Butler coming back last night?
I just like Warren's nickname because Cash is accepted everywhere. You know, accepted everywhere. It just changes relationship, and it unlocks doors. But for Jimmy Butler, it was great to see him return and be healthy for a squad. But we knew that they were going to have a stout defensive plan for TJ Warren. We knew that was coming. They did a good job of doubling them on pick and rolls. You seen all of their bigs making sure they blitzed them as much as they could. He shook free a couple of times and got some open threes. But this is the reason why you like the Miami Heat as well as I. They're going to identify a player and make somebody else beat you. And while Victor Oladipo still working himself into his game and Malcolm Brogdon is as well, TJ Warren has been spectacular, but at some point you knew he wasn't going to score 30 points every game.
No, he was not going to score 30 points every game, but he's been amazing in the bubble. And one thing I want to point out, and you pointed this out as well, Victor Oladipo, not 100%, and Brogdon doesn't feel like he's 100% yet, although, you know, they are playing. But they're doing all of this with those and also with no Sabonis. Sabonis was such a big piece of what they did all regular season long. And then for them to show up in Orlando and to play the way they have without Sabonis and with Oladipo and Brogdon working themselves back just says a lot about the job that Nate McMillan has done and what this organization has done. And I know this organization is very important to you. Very important to you, Jalen. Just wanted to recognize them for that. And Jalen, we have some extremely important news that matters. Jalen, something's happening. I need to get your take on it. You are so famous. You're a member of the Fab Five, 13-year NBA career. You're on ESPN on seven different shows every single day. But Jalen, something has happened. Your hairline is now more famous than your basketball career or analysis. Your barber is becoming more famous than you. Big shout to Andy Authentic. He posted this person celebrating your hair on his account. Let's give it a listen.
I'm pretty sure everybody can agree that Jalen Rose probably has the toughest cut in the game right now. I mean, perfect 45-degree edges. The part is giving Esco a run for his money. But for you to go from a hell of a swing man to the face of barbering and to the standard by which we judge lineups, you done lived like two lifetimes for a barber out here.
Jalen, first of all, those are 90-degree angles, sir. 90-degree angles. Jalen, how does it feel to become the face of barbering and have your hairline be more famous than your basketball career or analysis?
I just appreciate the love. And as I tried to tell you, barbers are essential. Hairstylists are essential. Don't be a guy like Jacoby that walks into the shop and lets anybody just cut your hair. Shout to Shears in L.A. Shout to my guy Hawk in Atlanta. Shout to B. Hess in Detroit. And Jacoby, it's always about reinventing yourself. You've seen Jay-Z have multiple nicknames over the years and Diddy having multiple nicknames over the years. You saw it with the red and white suit. You saw it with the shorts. You saw it with the shoes and the socks. You see it with the hair. You see it with the haircut. You see it with the consistency. Best-selling author. First person with a podcast that used to play in the league. I slowly try to put on for the culture. So I appreciate the acknowledgement. It's all love.
Jalen, the black socks, innovative, amazing, stuck with the culture. The baggy shorts, innovative, amazing, stuck with the culture. Your haircut, innovative, amazing, stuck with the culture. But that red suit is ugly and you know it. Don't try to act like the red suit was a benchmark where you changed the game, because that red suit was atrocious and you've been clowned for it ever since you've been drafted. Let's be honest.
And if everybody want a key score, my mother Jeannie created a name that's a common one right now, Jalen.
Big shout to Jeannie Rose, the legend. Jalen, I've got good news for your Clippers and bad news for your Michigan Wolverines. Stay tuned. You'll get both of those right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for Jalen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss. It's time for Keep It Moving.
Woo-Tang! Woo-Tang!
Jalen, if you want to discuss the topics, I hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with some very concerning news for Big Ten football. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Cancel a season or plan a bubble. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Well, Nick Saban has some very interesting thoughts about the potential of the upcoming season.
Hit the brakes.
Moving or hit the brakes. Nick Saban said that players are safer at Alabama than they are at home. Now, there is some logic to this, but it's also a questionable statement. Jalen, what do you think about Nick's stance?
In theory, you want to always be safer at home with your loved ones, but if you're going to be away from them in the facilities of Alabama where they have not only the best doctors and the best care and the best exposure to testing, I understand what he means, creating that level of safety as an incubator away from home for his young athletes can be safe. The equivalent of what we're seeing in the NBA with their version of a bubble.
I do understand that when you constantly have the access of a medical professionals and you've got the facilities that Alabama has, what he's saying is they're safer at home. But however, there are hours of the day where you are not at the facilities. There are hours of the day where you are a young man in your 20s or maybe 20, 21. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to party because it's college and you're in Tuscaloosa. You're going to go out and champagne and campaign. You can't expect 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds to behave because it just doesn't work like that. I understand what you're saying, Nick, but something tells me that they're going to find some time to drink a beer or two and gather together and spread the coronavirus. Moving right along. Love this one.
Hit the brakes.
Former Lion. All I have to do is say the word Lion and you say hit the brakes. Former Lion Darius Slay said some interesting things about his new team. He said the following, that they're treated like grown men in Philadelphia. And that they let you do that here about Philadelphia. Obviously, making a reference to Matt Patricia and the way that he runs the Detroit Lions. Jalen, what does this tell you about the Lions?
Well, Doug Peterson and Matt Patricia clearly have different personalities. Darius Slay, that's my guy. And you know how I feel about the defensive back position. And he put on for our squad. He was an all-pro. I'm sorry that he didn't work out for us. I'm just happy that he got saved and got sent to Philadelphia, a squad that's been a better organization. Now, I hope we just do better by Jeff Okuda, because he about to come in and ball too, right out of Ohio State. He going to ball. He going to be an all-pro. Hopefully, we resign him.
I have a vision. I have a vision. Matt Patricia's getting fired. It's going to happen. Matt Patricia will not be the head coach of the Lions at the end of the season. There's only so much losing you can do before you end up getting fired. Sorry, Matt. You and your pencil are going to have to move on. We are going to move on. The Ravens owner did something great in the fight against social injustice. Ravens owner Steve Sciotti donated $1 million for local social justice reform programs in Baltimore. Do you think other owners will do the same?
I hope so. And I remember multiple NFL players came out with their video supporting Black Lives Matter and used that as a lead domino to see if owners were going to do it. They really haven't done it. It's great to see the Ravens owner step up. Where's Jerry Jones? Remember, he used to be the spokesman for all things NFL. I'm just saying he's been quiet. That's all I know.
He's been very quiet. He's been very quiet the last couple months. And he is a man who's not often very quiet. Moving on. A pitcher of the Cleveland baseball team violated protocol. Keep moving.
Hit the brakes. I want to hear all of these
stories. Mike Clevenger reportedly went out in Chicago. Oh, my God. You're trying to tell me a professional athlete didn't just stay in his hotel room when they were on the road? Crazy. And he has violated protocol. Now he's forced to quarantine. Jalen, do you think he is the lone professional athlete in baseball that decided to go to a bar while on a road trip?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. If I had hair like that, I'd walk around with my shirt off all day. Y'all wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. I have it right here just covering my little nibblers right here. Just have my hair like this. Have a pina colada at all times.
Covering what?
I'll be filling myself. What? You wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. I just have a permanent collar pop. I might just hire somebody and pay them $50,000 to pop my collar all day. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just call your nipples your little nibblers? Is that what you just said? Because if you did, that's the most brilliant turn of phrase that you've ever made in the past 10 years. Big shout to Mike Clevenger. Bigger shout to your little nibblers. Moving on. Thank God we're moving on. Mike Trout is on a tear. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Congratulations on your newborn. He's been an all-time great. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Good news for the Los Angeles Clippers. Keep it moving or hit the
brakes. Hit the brakes.
Montrezl Harrell and his little nibblers have moved into the Orlando Bubbler just in time for a playoff run. Is he the last piece that the Clippers need to win the championship?
I tried to tell everybody going into the bubble that the Clippers were my choice. Now a couple of people have seen the Lakers and felt like they're a little vulnerable and starting to try to hedge their bets. And then now all of a sudden, Montrezl Harrell and Lou Will and the roster starting to get healthy in red, white, and blue. This is the best time in Clipper history that they have had an opportunity to win a championship. The Lakers, the Bucks, nobody else can say that. This is the best time in the history of the Clippers to win a championship. And it's only right that it happens in the bubble. They're the JV team in their own building. It's only right that it happens into a bubble. That's still my choice. Don't hedge your bet, Jacoby.
Oh, no. The Lakers are going to beat them in Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. It's almost a guarantee. And when the Lakers beat the Clippers, you have to take your little nibblers out on television. That is what I'm proposing.
I can take them out now as a wager.
Don't. Go to break. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we have some impactful games in the NBA today, especially in the Western Conference. Because when you look at the Western Conference standings, it's really interesting. because you've got the Grizzlies playing today, the Blazers playing today, and the Spurs playing today, and the Rockets, because look at that 3-4. There's only a game between the Nuggets and the Rockets. Jalen, how do you think this is all going to shake out in the end?
I hope it shakes out the Portland Trail Blazers versus the Phoenix Suns as a play-in. That's what I really want to see. Young studs, Booker and Ayton going against the veterans on Portland. And big shout to Terry Stotts, who I've called a small guard whisperer. Look at their team over the last 5 or 6 years. There's always some guys, Simons coming out of nowhere, Gary Trent Jr. And don't sleep, CJ McCollum and Dame Lillard came from small colleges. He does a terrific job developing those guys.
He really does. I love Gary Trent Jr. so much, and I love the Phoenix Suns. You know, I'm a die-easy fan. I'm all in on the Suns bandwagon, just holding onto the back of the bandwagon, getting dragged down the dirt road.
So die-easy.
I'm so in on the Suns. I love the Suns so much. But it's going to be hard for the Grizzlies to hold on to that 8th spot. And I think whoever ends up in that 8th spot is going to end up in the playoffs because it's hard to beat a team twice. We all call it the play-in game, but it's really the play-in games because the 9th seed has to beat the 8th seed 2 times in a row over a weekend. Jalen, we have an image that I'm going to show you. This image is rumored to be the upcoming Derrick Rose, Kanye West collaborative Adidas sneakers. If I'm Derrick Rose, isn't there a part of you that's like, you know what, babe? He said, what about Harry Tubman? Like, is there a part of Derrick Rose that might not want to be in the Yeezy business right now?
If I'm Derrick Rose, we only got 3 things in common. We're both black, we're both with Adidas, and we both rep Chi-Town. Hopefully he can run away from that as fast as he can.
Jalen, we've been doing this show for 10 years, and 2 years ago, it was brought to our attention that there's an actual human being named Jalen Jacoby Collins, and Jalen Jacoby Collins is now 2 years old. I got 2 things to say. Number one, I'm 100% invested in this child. I will do anything for this child. I will treat this child like this is my child. Number two, Dad, you got to give us a better picture. You know what I mean? Let me see Jalen's own face. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think about Jalen Jacoby Collins, Jalen Rose?
I love Jalen Jacoby Collins. What, his chest looks like mine. Look, no hair.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know
what I'm saying? That's what I mean by nibblers. You think Jalen has them like that? He don't have the tattoos, but I bet we look similar. You know what I'm saying? Big Daddy said, no hair on my chest, please, but I'm one tough cookie.
Please, please put the little nibblers away. Please put the little nibblers away. Please. I'm so glad that we have reached the end of the program. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. We have exclusive content it's every single day. Levithard and Highly Questionable are up next. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content. Jalen, we haven't been giving the people what they want because sometimes we can't record podcast exclusive content because we're having a lot of tech issues behind the scenes. Your internet connection goes in and out. My internet connection goes in and out. Our staff's internet connection goes in and out. Power was out for a couple days. And I had to get a guy, a tech from Spectrum, to come over to check the lines of my internet, right? So he goes up on my roof and he's checking the lines. And here's a little odd, right? Here's a little odd. He asked to use the bathroom. And I said, of course you can use the bathroom. It's just me in the house. Kids are gone. Wife's gone. He goes into my bathroom and pees with the door open, mad loud. What do you do if someone does that? Do you say something? Do you address it? Or do you just keep it moving?
You got to say, close the door. Just really faintly. Like, close the door. Like background, I mean, like an echo. Close the door. You got to play it like that.
Why you got to say it like an echo, though? I was shocked.
Because you don't want to start it on having them using the bathroom all on your sink and all on your floor. You know what I'm saying?
I made sure to listen that he washed his hands. Pretty sure he did. I know that's big for you. But also,
did he sing Happy Birthday?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was the full 20 seconds. I don't think it was the full Fauci. Okay. But my man, I felt like I was getting sunned. Like, I felt like he was the alpha in that moment. You know what I mean? I really felt like I got sunned by the Spectrum guy.
He was.
He was just like, not even thinking to close the door. It's like, yo, I would never do that in somebody else's house. In my own house, sure. But in somebody else's house,
like, this dude need me right now. Like, I'm essential exactly. right now.
Yeah. He's like, I can get away with anything because this dude needs his internet so bad. By the way, dude pisses all over my house. Internet's still not fixed. Come on, dog. Internet's still not fixed. He looked, so he was looking at the pictures of my family on the walls. And he's also like, you got a black wife? Like, shocked. No. Like, no, shocked.
No.
He was shocked. He was shocked. Like, he's never seen an interracial couple before. He was like, you got a black wife? And I was like, yeah, just seeing where he would go with it. Do you know what his follow-up was? He just goes, wow. And I was just like, dog, fix the internet.
So now I got a couple of follows. He has to be a white guy to say wow.
No, he's a black guy. And I think it's safe to say, black guy. I do not believe that he grew up in this country. He had an accent that I don't want to speculate on where he's from, but he was an interesting cat. But every time hilarious. These dudes come to fix the internet, they act like they fixed it. I feel like they fixed it, and then they leave, and it breaks again. It happens every single time. And at least, you know what? I don't even want to have someone else. Next time, he's going to do something right in my house with the door open.
And you know they plant like, a bug or right. something. Start spying on you. Try to see what your this wife looked right. like. Now he might be stalking her or something. Those are the kind of dudes. Oh,
wow. Like, he didn't even say anything. Wow. I was just like, what's your point? Dude? Right. Just get out of here, man. Stop peeing on my house, man. Stop peeing on my house.
He was jealous. He's like, she need to be. He looked at her picture like, she need to be with me. I don't know why she with him. Dudes always try to size up another dude based on the person that they date. And it's so cheesy. It's like, oh, my God. What is she doing with him?
Well, in my case, that's a 100% inappropriate question because I have no business being with my wife. She's the greatest woman in the whole entire world. Jalen, so I want to talk some playoff matchups because we got some more time to breathe on the podcast, right? The 3-4 spot, there's only a game between the Rockets and the Nuggets, right? If you're the Rockets, isn't there a part of you that says, I kind of like the 4 spot better than the 3 spot because I know that there is no one in a purple and gold jersey that can guard Harden and Westbrook. And I like my chances against them better than my chances against the Clippers.
You're not in a position to play those games. You go out and you compete every moment the best you can. And then you look up, headed into the final game, and consider those type of decisions. Right now, you can't even think like that. You can't even study these standings. That's one of the things I'm sure that pissed off Dame, because he felt the Clippers were not only front running, but they know that he don't got to play against him. They know that they don't have to play against him unless he beat the Lakers. So that's what really made him mad. It's like, I shot you down in Houston. I shot y'all down in OKC. But then now y'all go run behind Kawhi and y'all want to talk trash.
Knowing that you're probably not going to see me in a 7-game series.
Correct.
You never know. You never know. And if it is a 7-game series, that means that not only did they win the 8th seed, that means they beat the Lakers, then beat another team, and then you're going up against the Clippers. You know what? I would love to see that. I would love to see just dead-eyed Dame, vengeance Dame. You know what I mean? He's just a cold-blooded killer. I really want to see. I can't decide if I want the Blazers or the Suns in the playoffs more, but I think I want the Blazers. And I kind of want the Blazers to beat the Grizzlies 2 days in a row, and I feel like that's what's going to happen too. Because the Grizzlies have not played well in the bubble, but they had such a lead that they're likely going to hang on to the 8th seed. And then end up having
to get beat twice. Or at least a playoff game and get well soon, Jaren Jackson Jr., because obviously not having him doesn't make them an attractive eighth seed to go against LA.
Exactly. And if they stay in the 8th seed and the Blazers stay in the 9th seed, can you see the Grizzlies winning one of 2 games against the Blazers?
That'd be disappointing if you're Portland. It really would be. With all of the vets they have, Melo on the squad, Nurkic returning. Like, if y'all can't get it done with Memphis being shorthanded, then, you know, it's going to be a long summer if that's the case.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the Portland would beat the Grizzlies twice in a row, even if it comes down to that. I would love to see the Portland Lakers series. This is going to be great. So do you think, are they going to play every other day? Or do you think they get 2 days off, kind of like they do in a traditional series?
I think they'll still get the 2 days off. But here's what people got to get ready for. I'm about to put it into a microphone. NCAA tournament style playoff scheduling. Remember, it's not East-West time. It's not every game on weekdays after 7, 8 p.m. It's going to be playoff games at 12 noon on a Thursday. It's going to be playoff games at 3 in the afternoon on a Monday. That's exactly what it's going to be. Wall-to-wall NCAA tournament, March Madness type action. So for those that feel like they love basketball so very much, this is your fix. It's on the way.
I can't wait for these playoffs. It's going to be great. Another thing I want to ask you about is this. Is I was thinking about how players in the bubble are getting their medicinal situations. And something tells me that when you're in the bubble, you can't leave the campus, right? But I bet you can get packages. I bet you can order stuff to your room. I bet FedEx comes through. I bet UPS comes through. Do you think there are players having, I don't know, marijuana shipped?
Certain things I don't have to think. Certain things not only I know, but I've experienced. But I will say is this. Of course. Anywhere that there's alcoholic beverages, it's medicinal. They're in the same family. I know we try to criminalize medicinal and we try to criminalize gentlemen's clubs. Those just the adults that's trying to act like that they're not participating. They're participating. They're just trying to act like they don't. Don't allow corporate America to criminalize those two items. If people are getting beverages and liquor and wine and all of that, of course they're getting medicinal.
One of the big stories from the bubble has been how much time the NBA players spend fishing, and I have a fishing update for you, Jalen Rose. My son really wanted to go fishing. So they were upstate, had to get out of the city so they can breathe, stretch their legs. And so I went to go buy him a fishing rod. Fishing rod sold.
Sounds like work.
So I went to go buy a fishing rod at the fishing place. Sold out. I go to the guy. I'm like, you don't have any fishing rods at the fishing rod store? He's like, since the coronavirus came, I can't keep them on the shelf. Everyone's going fishing. I went to Walmart. I couldn't get a single fishing rod in Walmart. They have one fishing rod, and it was an Elsa and Anna frozen fishing rod for kids, and I had to get him that one. And he saw it, and he was just like, dog. He's like, not only did you get me the kids one, but you got me the frozen Elsa and Anna fishing rod. So I went fishing for the first time in my life. Didn't catch any fish, man. You're just sitting there throwing a thing in there, reeling it back, getting bit by bugs. Just sitting there the whole time, not catching a single fish, not getting a single bite. But you know what? Son says he wants to go fishing, got to take him fishing.
That's amazing quality time. You and him got a chance to enjoy that together. Your second, maybe my first, we should go together. And I feel like the experience would be a lot different.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go fishing. I'm in on it now. It does have a nice meditative vibe. Like, you don't catch anything, but it's just nice to cast it in there, reel it in. And then at the end, I got caught in a tree. I got the hook caught in a tree. Yeah, I had to cut it. It was a mess. We always say we give the people what they want. Jalen, what is the phone number we want people to leave us voicemails at?
985-80-JALEN. There's so many people that hear our podcast. We need more to leave voicemails. Cultural or regional. Soft move or boss move. Couples advice. Anything. Please call into the show. We want to make you a part of not only the audio podcast, but the TV program as well. 985-80-JALEN.
If you call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Yo, it's your boy Big Crown here out of Chi-Town, out here being essential. Shout out to everybody, man. Appreciate y'all holding down. I got a question, man. I'm heading to Vegas for the first time next week, and I need to know what to do, where to go. Even though COVID going down, I know it's not what it used to be, but I just need to know, you know, what spots to hit while I'm in Vegas. All right, let me know.
Big Crown, you all right, dog? Big Crown sounded down, Jay. Coronavirus got
Big
Crown down.
We love and miss you, Big Crown. Yeah.
Big Crown, you all right, dog?
You know what? Hopefully it's not. Hopefully, you know, it's not the senseless violence that's taking place in Chicago. Hopefully your family and loved ones are safe, Big Crown. Hopefully Chicago is doing a better job of healing itself, taking care of one another.
Big Crown.
He did
Big
sound Crown's down. I peeped that too.
Big Crown's a mail carrier. Big shout to all the mail carriers out there, you know, throughout the whole quarantine doing their job. I think people always think about essential workers and they just look at doctors and police officers and everything, but there's so many different categories of essential workers, mail carriers being one. What were we going to say, Jalen?
And also, big shout out to mail carriers because right now they're being politicized in this year's election. And so there's a lot of pressure on them as it relates to the mail-in balloting and whether they're able to make sure that each of the ballots are delivered and distributed properly. I know that they can. I know that they will. And if you have not voted, make sure you absentee vote. Make sure you mail in vote. Make sure you check your zip code that is on your driver's license and see certain places that you can go vote early. A lot of them stay open till like 4 or 5 p.m.
Big shout to Big Crown. Now, first of all, Vegas concerns me. Just we'll get to specifics in a second, but Vegas concerns me in general. It's a place where people go to from all around the world. They go to Vegas. It's super hot outside, so you stay inside with vented air, and everybody knows the science says that coronavirus is most likely to spread in enclosed spaces where people are breathing, and there's a lot of people in these closed spaces. Air is circulating through it, and then they go back to their home cities. So people go there, interact with people from other places in a closed environment, and then fly home, potentially acquiring the virus in Vegas and then contaminating another community when they go home. But Big Crown, I like to party, okay? I like to champagne and campaign. So I'm not going to be the downer on your vacation. Go out there and get it. If you want to have fun, have fun. My advice is the following. Don't go to the big, fancy, expensive strip clubs. If you got Jalen Rose money, go ahead. You can go do that. But I like to go, I like to get in a cab and be like, don't take me to the big three-floor warehouse strip club. Get me off the strip. Get me downtown. Give me one where I can get a drink for $7 and a dance for $20, not a drink for $40 and a dance for $400. You know what I mean? Like, that's my advice is that. And don't just always go to the biggest, baddest, newest places. And also, topless pools. Hit those up. Topless pools. It's just great. Everyone's got their little nibblers out. You know, everyone's got the little nibblers out.
So a few things, Big Crown. Jacoby buried the lead. First off, go to all of the day parties at the big casino hotels that have DJs. Yes. Go to the day parties for sure. You don't nibblers have to worry everywhere about getting a cabana and spending top dollar. Just get in. That's all you got to do. You got to wear two masks. Just get in. That's advice. The next advice, and this is probably too detailed, but from somebody that's lived at the MGM, somebody that's had a place in Seven Hills, I know those streets and those tables very well. I'll just say this. If you want to play some craps, Palms Hotel. If you want to play blackjack, MGM. If neither one of those work, I think like a combination of both is like the Venetian. Slide in there, you may be able to make you a couple of dollars. Those are my games. As it relates to non-day parties and non-casino activities, some of the best restaurants exist. Rooftops.
Joe Stone Crab, dog.
Rooftops.
That place.
Rooftops. Rooftops. Dog, nine at the Palms when you go there.
There's a place in Caesars. It's going to cost you a little extra. Splurge. If you want some money at the tables, go to this place. Joe's, I think it's called Stone Crab. Best and also, crab out there. Oh, I love that place.
And so I want to say this to all J&J supporters, to every J&J supporters. I'm about to give you an access card. You ready for an access card? What's that? I'm going to tell you somewhere to go. Go to Floyd's Girl Collection and tell them Jalen and Jacoby sent you.
Tell them Jalen sent you. I don't know if my name rings in Girl Collection. Big Crown, enjoy your time in Vegas. One more piece of advice from me is don't spend more than three nights in Vegas. Just don't do it. Another piece of advice, gambling is like a vibe. And if it starts off wrong, you're not going to make it back. You know? So if you start losing, just leave the tables alone. because if you start chasing it and doubling down, it ain't going to work. Thank you so much for the call, Big Crown. Everybody else, call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a message. We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step to.